Proverbs chapter 11. False scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a full weight is to his liking. When haughtiness comes, then so does humiliation, but wisdom is with the modest. The integrity of the upright will lead them, but the perverseness of the treacherous will ravage them. Wealth will not be of benefit on the day of wrath, but righteousness will deliver from death. The righteousness of the integrous man will direct his way, but the wicked will fall by his wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will save them, but the treacherous will be caught in their intrigue. When a wicked man dies, his hope perishes, and the expectation of the iniquitous comes to nothing. The righteous man is delivered from adversity, but the wicked man enters into it instead of him. A profane person brings ruin on his neighbour with his mouth, but the righteous will be delivered by knowledge. A city rejoices in the goodness of the righteous, and there is jubilation at the demise of the wicked. By the blessing of the upright the city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked it is demolished. The weak-minded man despises his neighbour, but a man of understanding keeps silence. He who goes about gossiping reveals a secret, but he of a dependable spirit conceals a matter. Without guidance a people will fall, but safety is found in taking much counsel. He who becomes security for a stranger will surely suffer evil, but he who hates striking deals is secure. A gracious wife acquires honour, and the mighty acquire riches. A kind man benefits his own self, but a cruel man causes grief to his own body. An evil man engages in fraudulent activity, but he who sows righteousness has a durable reward. As righteousness is to one's life, so is the pursuit of evil to one's death. The perverse in heart are an abomination to the Lord, but those of integrity in their way are his delight. Whomever the wicked shakes hands with, he will not be acquitted, but the seed of the righteous man will escape. A beautiful woman who lacks discernment is a golden ring in the nose of a pig. The yearning of the righteous is only for what is right. The prospect of the wicked is wrath. One distributes liberally, and more is added to him, but he who withholds more than what is fair will surely become in need. A generous person will be richly satisfied, and he who gives plenty to drink will in return receive much rain. As for him who withholds corn, the people will curse him, but he who trades it has a blessing on his head. He who diligently seeks good seeks what is acceptable, but as for him who is intent on evil, it will come on him. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like foliage. He who causes his household trouble will inherit thin air, and a fool will be a servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he who takes care of spiritual needs is wise. Behold, the righteous in the land will be recompensed. How much the other way with the wicked and sinner?